Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is the most frog squatch. And welcome back to another exciting episode of Prog Watch. That opener was a song from Gandalf's Fist from their album A Day in the Life of a Universal Wanderer, which was released in 2013. And the name of the song was Stowaway to the Mushroom Planet. A little later in the show, we're going to have a feature on Gandalf's Fist. We're going to play a lot of tracks from their new album, the super ambitious project entitled The Clockwork Fable, the 3-CD project. And I'm going to talk with Stefan Hepa, the German drummer of the band, who makes this an international project. The other three guys are from, well, and girl, I should say, are from the UK, and Stefan is from Germany. But anyway, first up, I'd like to do something that we've been doing here for quite some time, off and on, the Prog Radar Weekly Recommendation and Bite-Sized Review. This, of course, is in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs Prog Radar, the Facebook page, Prog Radar Reviewers and Friends, I think, Friends and Reviewers or something like that. You'll find it if you look for it. It's also a Facebook page and progradar.org. Anyway, this week, Martin sends a track from a band called Mother Tongue, who just released an album entitled Unsongs, and the name of this track is Shango.
The shaking floor, the blistered fists that break your jaw. Come Shango, the thunder, the roar.
Come Shango, come the thunder, the roar. The headless heart, the toothless roar. The bailiff busted down your door. Come Shango, the thunder, the roar.
And once again, that was Mother Tongue, the band, from their album Unsongs. The name of the song was Shango. And here's Martin's bite-sized review. An inspirational progressive pop melting pot with touches of punk and ska thrown in for good measure, Mother Tongue defies any form of categorization. Infectious and fun, the band's stated influences include anything from science fiction to imaginary numbers. Oh, and dinosaurs. Mustn't forget the dinosaurs. With its incisive, intelligent lyrics and first-class musicianship, Unsongs is unlike anything you will have heard in recent years. The music will lead you on a roller coaster journey of acid jazz inventiveness that's a big heap of noisy and light and also includes a lot of brass because everyone loves brass, right? Once again, that was Martin bringing us this, quite different selection this time by Mother Tongue. And now I'd like to go ahead and get into that Gandalf's Fist feature. We're going to start off playing a bit of the interview that I did with Stefan Hepa, the drummer from the band. So I'm here today with Stefan. Can you put it to bed once and for all? How do you actually pronounce your last name? I have you on Skype here so I can hear you say it.
It's Hepa.
Hepa.
Yeah.
Okay, H-E-P-E.
But even Germans can't pronounce this right.
Is that sometimes. Right? Yeah, I guess it doesn't look like the typical pronunciation from what I remember. But anyway, Stefan is, if you didn't know, the drummer from Gandalf's Fist, which the rest of the guys are over in England, right? So this is another one of these projects where it's kind of taking place on, you know, at least on the continent and on England, you know, through...
Yeah, amazing times, huh?
Yeah, it is amazing times. And I remember a while back... when we had some emails, you were telling the story of how you actually got involved in Gandalf's Fist, being a drummer from Germany. Would you care to tell that story?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I read about the guys in Prog magazine. They had an interview, full page interview, I think it was. And that made me a fan. The name was really intriguing. And I checked them out. They had the album Road to Darkness out at that time, gave it a spin and fell in love immediately. So many Pink Floyd vibes in there and stuff like that. I really loved that. Then they released the next album, which was From a Point of Existence. And I noticed that the music is still great, but it lacks a bit on the drumming sector, you know, that drum computer they were using. And I felt it would be better with a human drummer. So I contacted them via Facebook and just asked, "Hey guys, what's up? Do you need any help?" And didn't hear anything from them for a long time because Facebook just switched over or played around with the settings so that even pages didn't get messages from people who were not involved in the page or something like that. Can't really remember. Dean once found that message and got back to me and said, "Oh, sorry, I didn't read this, didn't hear it, didn't get notified about it." And so we had a few chats. We exchanged our mail addresses and did the thing per mail. And he sent me some songs, which I played along to, of which one ended up on the next album, which was A Day in the Life of a Universal Wanderer. And, that was it, basically. Then had the offer to play at Planet Rockstock in December 13. And he asked me. He said it would have felt wrong if he didn't at least ask me if I would like to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. He knew it was a major task for me to fly over there and not knowing anybody and rehearsing with some strangers just for one gig.
Mm-hmm.
But he really said it would have felt wrong if he didn't at least ask me. And I'm really glad he did.
The rest is history, as they say, huh?
So they say, yeah.
So you played this gig, and then from there on, it was just more or less, wow, this is the way the band should be, and you were the full-time drummer on the next album, Forest of Fae, correct?
Yeah, that's it. That's good. He didn't tell me, actually. I went back home and he said, "Well, okay, don't expect anything new from me because I have so much other things to do and such. But we will stay in contact and yeah, everything's fine." And then all of a sudden he came along and said, "Oh, wow, yeah, got this great idea about a forest and stuff. And this is the first song. You better get your drummers and producers cap out." And I thought, yeah, okay, next album, why not? And somewhere around May, when it was officially announce that I am a full member of the band, I realized that I really am.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been listening to the band for a while, and this latest album, I've only heard the two tracks, but boy, do they seem like a departure, like moving into new territory here for the band. I thought the two tracks that I've heard sounded so different from their previous output, really. Is that kind of indicative of the whole album, the new album, A Clockwork Fable?
Okay. It's hard to tell, you know. It's not on intention, you know. If you know what I mean. We didn't sit down and say, we have to sound like this or like that. It just flows, you know. Yeah. We do have some really harder stuff in the album as well. So that's kind of a little indicator about what we are up to, because all the evil stuff that takes place is kind of reflected by songs that have that darker tone, that more heavier, more aggressive tone in them.
Okay.
But there are lots of other songs that are slower, more mellow.
A little folkier, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's one thing that I remember the band being, a bit more rooted in the folky stuff. And when I heard this Shadowborn and this other track, I was like, wow, this is really different. Even just the vocals and everything sounds so different.
Yeah. It is. I mean, they're evolving, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing, you know, as long as it's always getting better. And this certainly sounds like a very big endeavor here, a triple disc, complete with all kinds of guest people speaking different, like, or singing different vocal parts and everything. There's, like, I guess people have different roles on the album. You were coordinating a lot of vocals, I think, a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And the dialogue scenes.
The dialogue, okay. Yeah. So who all was involved here? Any big names that we would know?
Well, the first one on the actor side is probably Zach Galligan from the Gremlins movies.
Okay.
He played Billy Pelzer in those movies. He is following us on Twitter. And Dean said, well, have a look. He's following us. So let's ask. And he got back to us and said, yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Great idea. He was in the UK in December, I think, but somehow it didn't work out with the studio booking and stuff. So he booked a studio over in the US and recorded the stuff by himself, and sent it over to us, which is absolutely flabbergasting. To have him on board, as well as all the other famous British names like Mark Benton. And he was also following us, Mark, and Dean asked him. And he said, yeah, don't worry about the others. I'll get some people aboard as well. Okay, so sat there waiting, and then he came up with this fabulous bunch of actors who really nailed the thing completely. They met up in a studio with Dean together and did the whole thing in a few hours, I think. The whole recording, dialogue stuff. Then we had to arrange all of the stuff, things.
Right, I get. So you had Zach's tracks from the U.S. that were already recorded, and you had to, like, I guess, edit everything together and make it sound consistent.
Yeah.
And did you handle
background effects and stuff like that? And you know, there is actually you can't go over to those free sound pages and say, hey, I need a city beneath the earth with lots of cogs, pipes, and pistons and conveyors and stuff. And there's nothing like that. There really is nothing like that. You have to do it all manually and
build up the whole soundscape kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that sounds very interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the problem is we will never have this first listen experience, you know?
Right.
We have seen it getting born, the idea growing up, becoming what it is now, and it's really nice to see and hear reactions from people who do listen for the first time and experience it for the first time.
It seemed
really, really awesome.
Martin Hutchinson seemed to like it on first listen. I saw he posted on Facebook something about it.
Yeah. Well, he's actually reviewing it.
Yeah. I think he was. And I thought this might be a nice place to take a little break and play another song. So from the Clockwork Fable, I'm going to play The Lamplighter parts 9 through 13.
Thank you. through the wall. The tangled roots around your heart are rotten to the core. Lingering, the lamps are burning, embers fading low. In your sleep, a spirit yearning for lives you'll never know. As the old one turns her ways, the silent master sings. He tears his mind, now shadow blind, he drops down to his knees. Is his house a lightless prison in this world he made? Clambered for his words of wisdom, a former life betrayed.
Love, light, a sin. Your soon will join as lights work your flame. Left light now extinguish abyss of night. The void draws around you, death's kiss your life.
Once again, that was The Lamplighter, parts 9 through 13, from the newly released album by Gandalf's Fist, The Clockwork Fable.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's Martin here from Yak, and you're listening to Progwatch.
Now we're going to listen to some more of the interview with Stefan. So, I don't know, are there any other live dates lined up or anything like that? Are you, any plans, or is it just get this thing out and then see what happens?
Yeah, basically the latter. Let's first get that bugger out the door and see what happens. So, we do have some contacts and some inquiries, but I can't tell about that until it's really set in stone. So we're not saying no to live dates or gigs. Definitely not. So if anybody is up to booking a Fist, contact us. Don't hesitate.
Anything else? What else would you like to talk about?
Dean's and my favorite act of the whole thing is Act 2, which is CD 2. I think every song on that one is really good example for what the album is about, for what Gunnar's Fist is about as of now.
Okay. In this because whole...
the sound evolves as well on the album. The first CD is more like folky old prog stuff. The center CD or the one in the middle is a good mixture of prog metal, prog rock, folk rock, all that stuff combined somehow. Whereas the third CD is more like prog metal. more going into the harder direction, because then it's there where the whole story clashes together, where good and evil, so to say, meet each other and fight it out once and for all.
And the whole thing, I guess, is like kind of, I guess it's been described as a like a steampunk kind of setting.
Yeah, which was pure accidentally. So no one of us is into steampunk, really.
No.
But we just had, what will people do? What will people use if there's a nuclear third world war and people have to crawl beneath Earth? What would they use with no electricity and stuff? Well, steam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why not?
Right. It sounds very intriguing. I am looking forward, but I guess it's a pretty, it's about 3 hours long. Each disc is about an hour, and there's three complete discs.
Yeah, it is.
Is that
3 hours, 14 minutes, I think.
Is that a record of some sort? Is that setting a new record for longest prog concept album or something?
I have no idea. Probably the longest self-released album ever made. Probably. I don't know. It is a task, definitely. And yeah. if you ask, I think if you ask any of us if we would do that again, we would say yes, definitely, but maybe with a bit more planning in advance and a bit more with the knowledge that we have now, so that it's not utter chaos in the end, as it turned out it was.
It was a bit. I like that. It was a bit. So, what all the coordination of all the dialogue and everything, I guess. I know you were really working on that for a couple of weeks. I was in contact with you, and it seemed like you were pretty busy with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Man. Really. The problem is it was never planned to be such a huge thing. No one sat down and let's write an album and it has to be three discs. No one did that. We didn't even think about a two CD disc thing at all at first. It just turned out we had 2 hours and 50 minutes of music, and then we put out the calculator, and if we have some dialogue scenes, I think we need a third CD. It won't fit on two and stuff, and we still have not told the story to the end yet, and this character is not introduced yet, and so on and so on. And so at some point we said, well, that's it, the story is told. What have we got? Three CDs, okay.
Just kind of snowballed. Just kept rolling and getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's probably a pretty good way to go about it. Well, you know, obviously, you know, it's nice to be able to develop an idea like that and have it, you know. You don't want to think too far ahead of like, well, it has to be this or it has to be that. You know, I do a little bit of musical stuff too, and I just go wherever it takes me, you know.
Yeah.
I think if you try to control it too much or direct it too much, you lose it, you know. The muse just leaves.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it would work that way, at least not in our kind of workflow that we have.
You come from a background that's really pretty heavy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you in like some heavy metal bands and stuff when you were younger?
Yeah, I was absolutely into metal stuff, like the not so heavy stuff like Maiden, Judas Priest and stuff.
Yeah.
Which has a lot of influences on the new album as well. You will find songs on the third CD that could be done by Iron Maiden. Probably not technically on the instruments, but songwriting and the melodic flow and the overall flow of the song could be any Maiden song.
Wow.
I think. I was young. I had the money. Went into black metal black metal and death metal and stuff. Played in a band, in a black metal band back then. As they say, we were young, we had the money. Now it's the other way around.
You're mellowing out now, huh, in your older age?
Yeah. Don't have the time to listen to that anymore.
No.
So much good music and so few time.
Right. Yeah, I find myself having a hard time digesting everything that comes my way, you know, constantly having to put on a show every week. I know it's the listeners are probably like, oh, yeah, listen to me complain about it, you know, but it does become almost like a chore where it's like I'm constantly having to absorb new music and try to weed out and you know, center on some stuff that I want to put on the show. And sometimes I don't get to go back to stuff and just enjoy it. It's like, it's almost like you have to listen to this. Anytime I have a spare minute, I'm listening to an album or two in the evening. I'm listening. I put stuff on a disc. I'm listening in my car, you know, on to and from work. And it's just like a constant thing where I'm just always absorbing. And my wife, she likes newer pop music. And one day she was saying that I don't listen to anything new. And I'm like, I bet I listen to more new music than you do. You know, because I just went back and I just looked at last week's show or the week before, and it was like seven out of eight songs or something were from an album that was released this year. You know, they may not be popular albums that are on the pop chart, but they're brand new. It's new music. Yeah. And she's like, well, it's like old sounding music. We don't see eye to eye on the musical front, my wife and I, not at all.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You do? Yeah. Do you have the same situation?
Absolutely. I mean, what is a bit sad is that when you're in writing mode or recording mode or arranging mode of some sort, I can't listen to other music except the demos we have and stuff. Which makes me a bit sad because, you know, there's the urge. There's so much new released, so much beautiful music out there. And you just don't have the time to listen to all that or the free head, so to say, to concentrate on that and to enjoy listening to that.
Right. Sometimes you're multitasking. You're, you know, maybe trying to listen, but you're doing something else at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it feels like a rush. You're only having glances at music, and you say, "Okay, I'll order that. I'll listen to that later." And then you see the pile is getting higher and higher with all the music that is new, that is brilliant, but I've never listened to it, and this is a bit sad at times. Not always, because Gunnar Swift's music is always new for us. At least the stuff that we're currently working on. But, you know, you can't listen to other stuff in that time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't. Don't know about the others. Don't think they do.
So when's the official release on the new album?
The official release is on May 1st.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, no pre-orders are going on right now while we're having this conversation.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
And I thought this might be a nice time to listen to another song from the brand new Gandalf's Fist album, The Clockwork Fable. This one's entitled The Climb.
Ready, my son? Rusted eyelids, sealed in pain, prize to see the sun again. I don't know, but I think it's the end.
Watcher in the night. Thank you.
Once again, that was The Climb by Gandalf's Fist from their brand new, super ambitious CD, 3-CD project, The Clockwork Fable. Now to finish up the interview with Stefan.
So was there anything else you wanted to go over? You know, anything you want to talk about? You got Ooh. Other projects or?
Well, yeah, I'm a drummer. I've become the drummer for a new project with someone I met online. He lives in the same city as Dean does, which is really a pure coincidence.
Yeah.
But really how about the surprising odds? And amazing.
Yeah.
He has an album out, and it's pure Black Sabbath.
Okay.
If you close your eyes and listen to that, he sounds a bit like Ozzy. in the old times, and his guitar playing is like Iommi.
Wow.
It's really, really amazing. And he as well is using a drum computer.
Yeah.
And a mutual friend of ours put us together. Said he opened up a Facebook chat and said, well, I get Stefan in here. And so we met and I listened to it and I was blown away. I was really blown away. And I said, well, if you want me to drum on that, count me in. Absolutely count me in. And we're working on some stuff and hopefully I'll finally get my act together and record something for it in the coming weeks. And it's called Dark Matter.
Dark Matter.
If you listen or look it up on Facebook, or look at I've tagged it in my job list. I'm a drummer of Dark Matter. Check him out. That's really, really cool stuff. Really great stuff.
Yeah, I'd like some old Black Sabbath, definitely. I'll have to give it a listen. So you're drumming in these different projects. I imagine you must have at your house like more or less a drum studio set up when you're doing this. Do you have all your drums like all mic'd up and run through mixing board? What's some of the technical side?
It's pure e-drums. I do not have any acoustic drum in here.
No, it's all pads, like trigger pads.
Yeah, trigger pads and a decent triggering device. And the rest is done within the computer with the best virtual drum set there is out there. I won't say the name.
You won't say the name?
No, I'm not sponsored by them, so.
Yeah, if they want to fork over some cash, we'll start name dropping on prog rock shows.
Yeah. But it's all done electronically. And nowadays you don't hear it. You don't hear that anymore. It's so great. It's got several samples per velocity hit. So even if you're hitting at the same velocity all the time, it still plays up to 127 different samples, which it changes around by its own algorithm. And
randomized, kind of, just to make it sound a little more human and not identical on every crack, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. No machine gun sound, nothing.
Very
just like the real thing.
You are a computer guy too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just
your
doing that for day job.
Your day job. Yeah.
The thing we don't want to talk about.
So yeah.
The evening.
So everything you're saying, all your triggers go into your computer, and you have this software by a company that won't be named, and you're getting all your sounds out of that.
Yeah.
And you mix it there and generate like a WAV file or whatever, and then send it to Dean or the guy doing the Dark Matter thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the way we work. I get a Dean. I receive a demo from Dean or from what's his name again? David. From Dave. I play along to that. I listen to it. I compose my stuff, if you can call that composing.
Sure it is.
And drum around, playing some stuff, checking if it's good enough. Sometimes, after all, it's all just MIDI, moving around some notes to correct them. Here's a hit not in that velocity I wanted it, and stuff like that. And when it's done, I'm mixing it down as a WAV file, uncompressed, and sending up to the guys, and they do the rest. Dean does the magic with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. These are interesting times.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you would have told me some 18 years ago that this would be the way I would be in a band or in two bands, I would have called you completely nuts.
Yeah, I say that often. I can't believe what I can do with a computer. And, you know, I have people contributing to my little music project, you know, who are from various places. And, you know, it's, you know, a lot of it's done. I haven't met the one guy face to face, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, you couldn't have, if you would have told me that 20 years ago, I would have said no way, you know, just, it would, you couldn't imagine that it would advance to this point in 20 years where you can do this kind of thing. And that just the quality of it is unbelievable as well. If you're half decent with a computer, you can really make some pretty good sound of music right in your own home.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
At an affordable price.
Yeah, that's, exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing. Even the free DAW software is amazing in terms of quality, sound quality, and possibilities they give you. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep. So, anything else?
Well, apart from your project, which I still have to listen to and digest and write up stuff for, no.
Okay.
Not at the moment.
Okay. I'll cut that out if you want. So that nobody else hears that. I know how that goes with, you know, people imagining then that you're not devoting enough time to what you should be or whatever, you know.
No, it's all cool. All those guys who I'm working with know that Genosphere is the absolute priority for me. Mm-hmm. And, if I get an urgency call from Dean, I need this song by then I drop everything else. Yeah. And this is what the others have to accept and understand. Yeah. And they do.
Yeah.
And they do.
And one more song before we wrap things up here with Gandalf's Fist. This one's called Fight for the Light, and it is also from the brand new album, The Clockwork Fable.
You traitor! Have you not tired of fleeing the shadow?
You will not stop us. Your time is over, Shadowborn.
Traitor!
sons, unbeliever, you have sold your soul to the devil. It is the sun, you've lost all control. Your head is full of lies, it spreads like a disease. A disease that must be crushed and will bring you to your knees. Your arrogance, your false belief, it will steal your doom. It takes you all its fake truths, your burden is your tomb. I ask so many questions, and they have led me hell. Keep us down into control, the acts are now so clear.
Do your duty, we are fueled by faith, your demise will signal.
Once again, that was Fight for the Light from Gandalf's Fist, their new album, The Clockwork Fable. So that'll wrap up our little Gandalf's Fist feature. Thanks to Stefan for taking the time to chat with me. Also thanks to Luke, Dean, Christopher, and Melissa of the band, and all the special guests like Arjun Lucassen, Blaze Bailey, Matt Stevens, and all the various other contributors and voice actors who brought Cogtopolis to life. It's a fascinating place with a fun story, and this album represents a very adventurous undertaking for the band, but one which I can say I have enjoyed more each time I have listened, and I've listened through a few times by now. If you enjoy prog concept albums, radio plays, and a style of progressive rock that is not afraid to bring in influences ranging from folk to heavy metal, by all means go and buy The Clockwork Fable. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.
To finish off the show, I'd like to play a new track from a new band called I Am the Manic Whale from Reading, England. While their name may seem funny to you, I found their music to be fresh and engaging. From their debut album, Everything Beautiful in Time, which was released in December 2015, I'd like to play the opening track, Open Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
painful night he's facing inland. Facing inland. Open your eyes, this is the view. It was put here for you. So open your eyes.
Once again, that was Ben Hartley on drums and background vocals, John Murphy keyboards, background vocals, David Addis, guitars and background vocals, Michael Whiteman, bass and lead vocals, plus occasional keyboard and guitar, and Ella Lloyd on flute, collectively known as I Am the Manic Whale. And I hope you enjoyed it. I found their album to be quite fresh and enjoyable, so check that out also. As always, check out the music. If you like what we're playing here, go check it out. All the bands have Facebook pages, websites, Bandcamp sites, SoundCloud sites. Go check them out if you like them and buy their product, please. It's what this show is all about, and it's why you're tuning in, is to get into some of this great new music that's being made out there and not making it onto the conventional outlets like the radio. So we need to support these artists or this kind of music could go away. And I certainly don't want that to happen. And I'm sure you don't either.
Blah, 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 blah.
So yes, blah, 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 blah. Facebook page, prog-watch. Follow at Twitter, at progsquatch. Or go check out the website, progwatch, all one word, .com. Or email me, progsquatch, progsquatch, @gmail.com. And until next time, I'm going to say, prog on, brothers and sisters.